you haven't heard of Nyabingi drumming, you're not alone. It's sacred music, played as a communal meditative practice in the Rastafarian religion of Jamaica, and rarely performed in public. As Jamaican reggae star Vivian Jones explains, it is a centuries-old link between the Caribbean and Africa.
That's been in Jamaica since we were taken there as slaves. Slave master used to ban the drums. So the drums was there from the time we land on that island, you know, the drums were being played. So it was African drumming. It's all the way from ancient Ethiopia, that same name. All it did was it travel in the slave ship to Jamaica, and then it bloom and blossom again in Jamaica.
It's a form of music passed down from generation to generation. Drummer Banjo Ayapingi Noah says he started early.
You know, I grew up playing within the church. You know, before the elders would come and play, we, the children, we have to play. So we learned this all from the elders. The elders sit us down and even teach us what to sing.
Banjo plays with Drums of Defiance, a band of Jamaican musicians based in London. He says that, although this is sacred music, the band is now beginning to perform it in public to spread the teachings of the Rastafarians.
And I was even thinking it was wrong for me to even record it. You know, that's why it's only now that I'm really going into really say I'm going to make an Nyabingi album, because the way I was seeing it is from the church. You see it? But now, you know, as I said before, the teachings have to go everywhere. Everyone have to know what Rastafari is. You see it? And through the power of Nyabingi.
For their performance at the Jerusalem Sacred Music Festival, the band members are seated on stage. Some are dressed in white, and some are clad in vivid reds, yellows, and greens, with long flowing robes and colorful headgear. The musicians' chanting often follows the call and response pattern that is typical of gospel and other genres of music whose roots are in Africa. Biblical Israel is a core topic in much of gospel and reggae music. So when Vivian Jones had the chance to perform at the annual festival in Jerusalem, he didn't hesitate. He invited the Drums of Defiance to join him.
The importance of this place, Israel, from all our background, you know, as growing up as children reading the Bible and things like this, our parents were Christians. So it's like, it's very special for me. You know, because you feel a presence of, you know, a higher level of blessing, grace. You know, you feel that presence of that. You can definitely feel it here.
Ja!
Rastafari!
We'll do the one more, yeah?
By the rivers of Babylon.
Nyabingi drumming is ceremonial music for Rastafarians. But it's also universal, as Jones explains.
This music that we play, this music is the music of love and of upliftment.
Mm-hmm.
This music is for the whole world, it's for all nations, it's for us to get together. This music will draw everyone together, all nations together. And we're not singing of war, we're singing of peace, we're singing of love, we're singing of caring for your one another, your family. This is what we're singing about, so...
Vivian Jones and the Drums of Defiance plan to take performances of Nyabingi music around the world. For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine reporting.
Until next time. Love and more peace. More peace. Ja! This is the Drums of Defiance. Hotter fire.